All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the international edition of the Carolina Outdoors, and we have on the tourism director of Tanzania next.
Pretty much. He's an ambassador for Tanzania travel, for sure, and a friend of the Carolina Outdoors. And we hope that you're a friend of the Carolina Outdoors as you're waking up earlier via News 1110-99.3 WBT. If you're listening and heading over to the golf course a little bit later on, Quail Hollow and the PGA Championship taking place, hey, this might be something on your bucket list, going to the PGA this year and maybe Mount Kilimanjaro next year.
How's the golf over there, Minister?
You know what? Actually, we have three golf courses at near Mount Kilimanjaro.
There you go. So a little Tanzanian golf will give it an international flavor.
Absolutely. You can come over there, climb Kilimanjaro, go on safari, and then come back and play golf.
Hey, I like it. The voice that you're hearing, if you're just joining in to the Carolina Outdoors, is Macon Dunnigan. And, Don, do you know what president we're on here in the United States?
What president?
Yep, we're on number 45.
Okay.
We're not quite there with Macon Dunnigan's summits of Kilimanjaro. He just completed 41. That's 41 times to the top of Africa.
No term limits there.
No term limits there at all. Macon, when did you start climbing Mount Kilimanjaro?
Oh, that was 1998 when I first climbed Mount Kilimanjaro.
1998. That was your 40th birthday, if I do recall.
That was. It was my 40th birthday, and we summited that time and have kept going back to see and be with Mount Kilimanjaro. Matter of fact, now everybody can see Mount Kilimanjaro because we just launched the Mount Kilimanjaro Earth Cam yesterday. And so you can go to earthcam.com and click on Kilimanjaro, and there it is right in front of you. But remember, it's a seven-hour time difference. So if you do it at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's late at night in Tanzania, so you won't be able to see the mountain.
So what is that, Macon? What is an Earth Cam?
Earth Cam is a network of cameras all over the world that look on certain monuments like the Eiffel Tower and Miami Beach. But we've got one now on top of East Point Hotel that looks directly at Mount Kilimanjaro. And so you can, when you go to Earth Cam, you can go to the search, type in Kilimanjaro, and the Kilimanjaro Earth Cam comes up, and you can actually see live stream of Mount Kilimanjaro.
So you can see the weather and things like that are happening.
Absolutely.
There? Right?
Absolutely.
Right. It's not so close that you can see people on the mountain or anything, I assume.
No.
Zoom in times 1,000 or anything? No, but that's pretty darn cool. And yeah, Bill, I think, is pulling that up right now so we can see it on the radio.
You can see it on the radio. It doesn't.
Right.
So Macon, if you've summited 41 times and you were 40 the first time you did it, are you really 81?
Yes, I am. Very old. And, yeah. No, I just turned 57 now.
57, but high mileage in this case.
High mileage, a lot of wear and tear on this 57-year-old, but I've got now four more climbs for next year, 2018, already planned.
There you go. I guess we know what you're doing in your spare time.
Oh, yes. And 2019, we've already started got Kilimanjaro climbs. Matter of fact,
Macon, tell us what it is about Kilimanjaro. So your 40th birthday, you summited, and you've got 40 more after that. You have been recognized by the governor of North Carolina. You've been recognized by the government of Tanzania. You are a working ambassador of tourism and recreation for Tanzania. What is it about that mountain particularly that attracts you?
Well, you know, it's the mountain. It's being over there. It's being over there in great weather. But you know, Bill and Don, the number one thing about Tanzania and Kilimanjaro is the people. The people the people who are climbing with you up Kilimanjaro, this is not a trip to Myrtle Beach. You're actually going to go there and take back a knowledge of another culture and another group of people, another fine group of people who the Tanzanians are, and especially the Chaga tribe that actually takes you up Kilimanjaro.
You can get to know a whole other group of people at Myrtle Beach, too, but they might not be quite as friendly, at least not after midnight.
Probably not as helpful.
Not really.
but anyway, there's several routes that you have done. In fact, I think you've done all the routes. Tell us about what the challenges are of the different ways up to the top of this big old mountain.
Well, the Moshishiro are two long routes. They're 7-8 day routes. The Machami routes, very, very traveled. It's like moving a high school up a mountain every day with climbers. The Umwe route's just a little too steep for most people. The Machami route and Marangu route, which I wrote about in the book Sons of Kilimanjaro, is just too much travel now. There's just too many people in it. But the Rangai route, the beauty of that route is it starts on the Kenyan side, comes down on the Tanzania side, so you can see both sides of the mountain.
Well, one of the great things about Macon Dunnigan is he is pretty much a local treasure in his ability to take people over there, but also your ability just to share information. You have advised hundreds of people on how to get up the mountain, whether they've gone with one of your groups or a group that you're associated with, or whether they're going with a total another group. You have been very willing to share information to help people have a wonderful journey to Africa.
Yes. And when I do the travel shows from Toronto to Los Angeles to Chicago to Washington, you know, I speak to people, you know, 500 people a day or so about climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. And again, no matter who they're with, if they're with Zara Tours or with another company, I'd be more than happy to talk to them about climbing Mount Kilimanjaro.
Well, there's an intimidation factor for many people, not just to travel internationally, but also to take on a mountain that is the tallest mountain in Africa. And I don't know quite how tall Kilimanjaro is, but tell us about your training exercises that you do to get into shape to go up the mountain.
Well, you know, Crowder's Mountain is one of the best resources we have to train to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro. You know, it's very important that your boots are broken in, as you and I both know from as many pairs of shoes as I've gotten from Jesse Brown's Outdoors to climb Kilimanjaro. But to take your gear out on Kilimanjaro to Crowder's Mountain and to train for Kilimanjaro is just a huge asset. It's right there. And so you're climbing Crowder's Mountain, can't wait to get to that 19,388-foot mark on Kilimanjaro.
His name is Macon Dunnigan. Sons of Kilimanjaro is the novel. He is the author of that. Macon, what is your website so we can get over there and see what you got going on?
www.macondunnigan.com.
It is too easy. MaconDunnigan.com. Thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guides here on the Carolina Outdoor Program. And thanks to all of our listeners, too. For TJ Boggs, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Barti saying get outside, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time on the Carolina Outdoors.